Vote Jim Melvin countywide for County Commissioner District 2.
I need your vote for Bob Cole for County Commissioner.
At face value, the Republican primary race in Santa Rosa County for the Board of Commissioners District 2 nomination looked and sounded like any other primary race until you noticed that both candidates were incumbent commissioners. Bob Cole is the sitting commissioner in District 2 and is running for his fourth term on the board. Jim Melvin is the current District 4 commissioner, but because of redistricting, he now lives in District 2. So to seek a second term on the board, he had to run against Cole. Take those circumstances, add an extremely low voter turnout, and you get this.
It is still too close to call.
Tappy Villain is the supervisor of elections in Santa Rosa County.
A canvassing board will meet on Friday to do our first unofficial results. When we do those, it will actually contain some provisional ballots that were voted. And so until we get the first unofficials on Friday, we will not know if there will or will not be a recount.
Before counting the provisional ballots, Bob Cole leads Jim Melvin by 65 votes. That's out of over 13,000 ballots cast. Early voting and absentee ballots are included in that number. The obvious question is, will there be a recount?
Yeah, the recount, as far as the Florida statute on that, is that it has to be one-half of 1% or less. So 0.5% or less.
And right now, Cole leads Melvin by exactly one-half of 1 percentage point. So if that percentage holds after adding in the provisional ballots, a machine recount will be held. If Cole's lead expands, then he'll be declared the winner. The candidate cannot request a recount if the margin does not mandate one by statute. But wait, there's more.
After that machine recount, if it is a quarter of a percent or less, then that would actually dictate the manual recount.
Tappy Villain says that it's been a while, but Santa Rosa County has had elections this close before.
It's been a long time since Santa Rosa County Elections Office has had a recount. We haven't had one in the past few elections, but we have done them in the past, but it has been a while.
And Villain says she has been in contact with both candidates, keeping them up to date on the results and the process. For his part, Bob Cole expects the results to remain the same.
I'm very excited about the final results, and Commissioner Melvin called me and congratulated me, and of course, you know, by state statute, there will be an automatic recount, so we'll go ahead and go through the recount process, and I don't think it's going to change a whole lot, but it was an exciting race.
We will not be waiting a long time to see how this all ends. Tappy Villain says once the unofficial results are tallied on Friday, things will move quickly.
And the canvassing board will come up with a schedule, and we'll go from there. We have to do, in the event that a machine recount is warranted, then we have to actually do a second set of unofficials, and that would be due to the state on Sunday. So, you know, the schedule will happen pretty quickly, but we'll have a better idea of that on Friday in the event that there is a recount.
And whoever emerges as the Republican candidate will not have long to celebrate. He'll take on unaffiliated candidate Wallace Mahoot in the general election in November. Democratic candidate Christopher Long withdrew from the race in May for personal reasons. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.